say Pacers.
How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm chilling, blessed. Can't complain.
Yeah, no, it's great to have you. Great to have you.
Appreciate you having me, dog.
Yeah, no, it's great. We in fucking Kansas. It is.
Kansas City got gangsters. I thought it was
really
Taylor Swift and all that. Yeah, it's real gangsters out here.
Where? So we can know we're not going to get some graffiti over there.
Yeah.
I'm not downplaying Kansas, by the way. I don't want no one in Kansas to have some smoke with me. That's what I'm saying that.
Well, we was just talking about that.
I was more so saying that they're bitches.
Down the street.
In Kansas. I think it.
A lot of them redhead with freckles.
White.
Yeah, I don't really say that. But yeah, freckles and red hair.
I mean, that's not a black woman.
It definitely ain't that.
Yeah. By the way, nothing wrong with
they get down too. I like them. Yeah.
Fair enough. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about being on this tour, Drake.
Yeah, man.
What's that like?
Congrats. Close enough.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, close enough.
It's a blessing, dog. Like every day I wake up, like, bro, what the hell is you doing? Yeah. Like, what's really going on?
Winging it.
Same.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah, I fuck with it.
Yeah, it's working. The winging is working.
No, I get it. Did you ever have a plan in life, or was it just kind of like, winging it?
I graduated college and everything. Like, I graduated, I wanted to be a sports agent, and then like comedy just took over.
Really? That's a pivot like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
How did you, what was
everything like
sports agent?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Jerry Maguire, all that. I wanted to do
so
all
I'm
that.
Saying when where
did you
was
start
the,
like
did you even far, get into far it?
I graduated, but then like you gotta understand, I went to college in Miami. I graduated in Miami, so like I was already deep in like sports and what was going on. Once I started understanding like the ins and outs of what was really going on, that shit turned me completely off. Like, I ain't no slimy, grimy, like.
Oh, that's what you saying? That's what was going on?
Yeah, like, that's I started understanding what was going on, but like behind the scenes type shit and all. Like, I'm straight on it.
Damn, that's crazy. And so, and then you, but when did you pick up comedy?
I've always been a damn fool. Like, that's always been a thing. But it, you know, like, as the time was going, you never know how to like make it lucrative or make it work. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So damn near after pandemic, that's when like I started playing around with it. Then it just started picking up. After that, it was like, this is what you supposed to be doing.
What was like the first thing that you did where it's like, okay, like I can make like a living off this as far as like the comedy?
Well, Drew, y'all know Drew came stay with me during the pandemic. And I was like helping him with a lot of videos and doing shit. And I wasn't doing shit then. I was just like making music. Like I was rapping and shit. Like, I'm from Memphis, so like we all think we probably be rapping, but that ain't for everybody. So it was cool, but like when I was helping them do shit and I was seeing like the reaction of like what we was actually doing and then what was coming from it, I was like, nigga, this shit ain't, you know what I'm saying? It's easy.
Yo.
Hey man, happy birthday, man.
Yeah. This is good, man. Hey, you funny as hell. Keep that shit up, bro. Keep that shit up. You got a good girl right here.
Yeah.
And then I just started doing it myself, and after that, it was just like, it just started snapping.
From then.
Mm-hmm.
Out the gate. Yeah. Well, let's,
respect.
Before we get into that, hello, everyone. Welcome back to a safe place. I don't know what episode we are at, because we are still.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And canceled, and we didn't expect to make it this far.
Also, you need to know everything you say here is like good.
You're confidential in this
bank
room,
account.
So I'm confidential.
You could say
everything.
You
just
tell
myself, "Look, fuck it." We can talk about whatever. Like,
yeah,
you know,
we good.
Like,
we good in this room.
Sound like a setup, nigga. What y'all want? Some shout out Pride Peaks, man.
Yeah,
how y'all doing? You know what I'm saying?
Pride Peaks.
Don't be a little more
pocket,
huh?
Yeah, put money in black people's pocket.
Yeah, they line a nigga pocket, man. Yeah. I appreciate y'all.
Yeah. Shout out PP.
Yeah.
Okay.
We all
about PPP. Put a lot of money in black people.
Mm-hmm.
We are joined by Ben the Don. Duh Don, not
the Don.
The Denon. How y'all doing?
DA.
Yeah, DA, not TG.
Duh.
Yeah.
No, we you, duh.
Thank you for joining us.
Appreciate y'all for having me, cuz.
So, let's just, I guess we kind of got in kind of to was gonna ask you where you came from, but you kind of gave us a little background almost already. Well, you didn't, but you let us know that you started in sports.
I was rapping. How was that?
Man, it was cool. Like, folks still be wanting me to make music and stuff, but I just do it for fun. Like, bro, I'm a full creative.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, anything, drawing, painting, writing, poetry, music, comedy, like, anything that got to do with creating, bro, I like to know
the music thing.
Huh?
It's like, I know, it's so difficult. You got to go up, bro.
Is it?
That shit is real, though.
That's what I was going to ask.
What y'all talking about?
Every time somebody does it, it's crazy.
Well, you keep saying it.
So he probably said Kerbin.
You definitely say Kerbin.
He probably said Mark Kerbin.
Mark Kerbin. Like Glow?
Glow deep in it.
Yeah, you know she is. Knee deep.
Is
that a knee?
I grew up in Memphis. And then I got military parents, so then I moved to Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay.
And from Jacksonville, Florida, I went to college in Miami.
Damn, you went from country to country, or?
Yeah.
Jacksonville, Florida. Duval?
Yeah.
Dang.
I was staying safe the whole time.
But right. It was on the side with the white folk at the
moment. Oh.
In the Jacksonville area. That was it. You can't go from all black Memphis to just black Jacksonville. It just,
that would have been crazy.
That's a recipe for disaster.
That's why we were saying shout out to staying safe.
Yeah. Like, coming up, though, has there been a situation like, all right, I'm gonna learn from that and never put myself in a situation like that again, type shit.
Yeah.
I want to make it. Like.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. But majority of that was in Memphis.
Yeah,
majority of all that, like.
When you leave Memphis, high school?
Yeah, 10th grade.
Was that a shock, culture shock?
Yeah, when I got to Jacksonville, I was like, what the fuck is this? Mm. It was like a Disney high school type shit. Like, that type of like. Mean white girls and football nigga with the main trilogy, like all that type, like TV type shit, but it was cool.
So in school, was you like the funny guy in school?
Yeah.
Was that like always your end with the women?
Yeah. Because I ain't had much game. It would just always be funny.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for that, I don't know what niggas would have done.
Yeah, I'd have been out the gate. It would have been over for me.
Know what.
Yeah. Yeah. Make them laugh. That's all you got to do.
Fair enough.
After that.
So. Where does your name come from?
MySpace.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, you know how I ain't choose this shit. I ain't want this. You know what I'm saying? It would just been being. Yeah. If it was up to me. But when you be keeping a screen name since you was 14.
This nigga got his MySpace username.
Yeah. And then you be like, damn, like, can I change it at this point? Yeah. People like, nah, nigga, it's over with.
Yeah, you just the Don for
life.
Yeah,
I guess. Yeah.
Mine was Human Crack, 17.
Okay.
Okay.
They got like drug abuse lines too.
You think I'm lying, bro? You be thinking I be making this
shit up, bro. Where did that come from?
Because you saying it's old email.
Human Crack 17.
You said Shooting Crack 17?
Human Crack.
That's when Dipset was popular and all that shit. I mean, Juelz Santana and Wayne was working together and he was calling himself Cook Crack. So I'm like, fucking, yeah.
You're such a loser, bro.
What the hell you find him with?
No, man. Human Crack 17. So you actually aren't a Don.
Oh, I am though. So your daddy, see the story is when your daddy, is the top dog.
Fair enough.
The son is the Don. My dad, that's where it come from.
I thought the Don, I didn't know
the Don. The Don is the son of like El Chapo. His son would be the Don.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, man, a whole lot of players shit I could teach you.
Oh, yeah.
But it come from like the big dope dealers. They sons was like the Dons.
I did not know that. You just told me something.
Come on now.
Damn.
Come on.
Are you actually related to Odell?
Yeah. You know how black people are related to everybody?
Yeah.
That's literally how we're related.
Yeah. I'm right. Let's keep going. We're just going to spitfire you.
Come on, man. Let this shit, let's rock. I ain't got no, I got number 10.
We professional pocket watchers over here. So, that condo.
We're
going to get into it. Let's go. We're going to add it all up, too.
Yeah. How can we afford that?
12 racks a month?
Sheesh.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of people on here gonna be like, he dumb in here. I know what the hell I'm doing with my money. I'm financially literate.
Well, you ain't owning it then.
You can't buy it and you can't, they not selling. Them motherfuckers know what they doing.
They not letting
they, nobody buy it, can buy it.
You have to pay.
You gotta pay. And the thing is, in Miami, you're not gonna find real estate like where I'm at, like 2,500 square feet, 3-bedroom, a little movie theater den area, and a corner unit at the highest building in Miami.
Right.
Like, you're not going to get that.
Not possible.
Under 25, you're not going to get that. So, like, I really pay for it. It's a lot of money, don't get me wrong. And I could be living lavish in a country at Houston, Texas, or
in a home.
Yeah, in a big ad, like a state type shit. Yeah. Atlanta, Sandy Springs, like all that type shit. I could be living there, but like the creativity and the inspiration I get every day from walking in my crib, it just never get old.
Yeah.
So like
that's real though. That's true though.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that feeling.
Like, and
never
you won't understand that unless you like are actively like coming up with shit that pays you.
Exactly.
And that's
like you want to be in a mix, but you want to be safe and shit too. So
exactly. And that. I feel safe as fuck. Like I'm on the.
In Miami, Miami's so dangerous to me.
It's the floor. I don't want no motherfucker who could just walk up to my crib anytime.
How long does that elevator take?
That's the worst part about it, though. We should have our own separate jump, but it's like, it ain't like that.
You be on that bitch for at least 2 minutes.
I be on that bitch annoyed. And then don't let it be midday when everybody get off work. I'm in that motherfucker say 12 floors on it. And don't try to like wait and be like, I'm going to let y'all go. The next one has 16 floors. Yeah. Like, bro, come on.
Yeah.
You get caught in the elevator.
Oh, that means you got to go through every one floor.
Everyone.
I'm saying, do you ever get caught in the elevator with somebody like, yo, bro, I was just watching you.
All the time. All the time.
That's got to be annoying.
Fake laugh. They still.
It ain't annoying. It's just be like, damn. Like, bro, I'm just a silly ass nigga, bro. Like,
human.
I'm still the same nigga who was just running around hustling, doing bullshit.
That Rolls Royce.
College and old shit. So, like, I tell people all the time, like, I ain't that type of rich. So this somebody old shit. I ain't buying no brand new motherfucker. So
it's nice.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Yeah,
respect is still there.
Yeah, still there.
Oh, it still costs now.
Oh, for
but
sure.
It's college and old shit.
Yeah, but college and the old shit is like that's some new shit for most of us.
So the story is
there. We go.
The story is that Travis had got it made from scratch, built from ground up.
Damn.
So then she put like 10,000 miles on it.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
nothing,
not a damn thing,
not a scratch.
It still smelled like Kylie in there, cause I walked past a wind before, so I remember what it. Y'all laughing?
I can see that being the same.
I walked past the wind too.
You smell the wind, and that's something you remember.
Yeah,
you remember when Kylie Jenner wind walked past you?
When you walked past her wind,
she walked past, and the wind hit me.
Yeah, we had different experiences of that, but
okay. What was your experience?
I was more so just in the wind. Remember, I got a song with Kylie Jenner.
I've never been on a song before. This is a fucking... One, two, three, yeah. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. Yeah.
You got a song with her.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a long story, but yeah, we do have a song.
What the... What she was doing rapping?
We were just in the studio at the same time. She hopped on it. Yeah.
She went crazy.
She hopped on what?
Nah, she absolutely didn't. That's the song I have
back in the day.
Yeah.
Man, let's hear Kylie. You doing music now. You need to.
We ain't going to get into it. Yeah. I didn't know you was doing the music, though. We got to check that out.
Yeah, you can check it out.
Yeah, we're going to put a clip of it somewhere. Like,
hey, on the one, give out instruction. Got Glock 23 on my waist. The front should go dollar for dollar. Emotion for motion. On the yacht in Miami, getting lost in the ocean. I only go praising no bowling. He thought she was shot, but I had it all open. Can't leave that door open. My cup full of potion. My clip fully loaded. I'm goaded. I know.
Yeah, I went to the studio here.
Oh, so you're really, actively, you actively rapping?
Just for fun, man. You know what I'm saying? I can't never
just
stop
for fun to one of motherfucker pop off.
Yeah.
Are you out? You putting songs out?
No.
Okay.
Like I did, like the little freestyle. Did you see the little yellow when I had the all yellow background? Baby and the boy coming on.
Look, first off, ain't no nigga in the city got motion like me. I don't care about how hard it is. These niggas ain't coming like me. No point in teeny, baby. None of my whips running back. She wanna take a trip to see the world. Shit, I ain't tripping, baby.
I didn't. You like
check.
Say shit like that.
Oh. Nah, what you had said? They had commented on that.
Yeah.
Baby, wham. It was wham and the boy. Both them. Like, it rap just fun, like, but them niggas co-signing shit.
Fair enough. Okay. Well, could you tell us about your OnlyFans career?
Ooh, woo.
Hold on now.
How y'all be knowing a little stuff like that?
We just fuck with you.
All right. So, look. I went from, this is like 2020, I probably had 20K to my name, bro. One day, this everything happened in the same like little area. One day me and Odell went gambling at the Hard Rock down in South Florida in Miami.
Hollywood, right?
In Hollywood, yeah. I think he won like $220,000 and I won $90,000. It's the biggest shit I ever won in my entire life. Like, it was just unreal. That shit changed my life.
That 90 piece.
Mm. Imagine having no, like, I'm trying to figure this shit out.
Yeah.
To bitch, I got, nigga, I'm a six-figure nigga now.
Like, you spent your last dollars at the casino?
nigga, that's how I was living. Okay. Five racks, five races. Yeah,
for sure.
You gotta go out.
What, if I lose like your this last five? No, it's five and five. I got five my
okay.
Five emergency, yeah. Then five gamble. Yeah. Yeah. I can live all five. I got cold and everything. I can go stay at their crib.
Okay.
If five
turned to 90.
90 beans.
What's that gotta be the best fella?
Baccarat.
Baccarat, bro. Really, I told you. Bro, why you see all the Asian and Chinese people over there, bro? They know if they just do their little.
I follow one of them, too. Really? That motherfucker didn't speak a lick English, but I was like,
he hit you. But he's striking. Like,
yeah.
Telling you, bro. If you get in there and strike,
man, they know something.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
I've
something.
Never wanted to play that game.
Why you think they be looking like it?
Why
because
you think they all stay over there, bro.
Because they
all
see
stay
it.
Over
they
there.
You
can't loop.
Yeah, all right, everything a fucking joke. They look like it, but they be on it. I'm talking about zooming. It's like they could see something before it happened. Like maybe 30. They might got a 30-second, 45-second thing where they squint real hard and that motherfucker
once
come out to what
squint,
it is.
Okay. What's that damn that anime style? They lock in. They do that squint. They take their little paper.
They doing mathematics.
You get somebody that's hot, bro. You stick with them, bro. You know they put down the $10,000. Shit.
Yeah.
What I'm saying.
All right, so back to OnlyFans.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, so.
You good. You almost struck
it. You almost got us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say that I wasn't slanging no Willie on them.
Mm.
At all. Seen your boy on the plane. That wasn't doing shit like that. I was doing the due diligence for the African American community.
Okay.
Ask me how.
How?
How you was doing that?
Because I was managing the white girls.
Okay.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, my bro.
Managing.
Respect.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Respect. And all the girls, because I was actually blowing their accounts up, getting them stupid pay, and I was taking 50. That's why a lot of people back in the hood called me 50.
I would percentage off from a little like a plantation.
I'm mad at that. You get 50. How respect. Did you, what made you, how'd you get into that? Because we was at the casino, and then we just jumped into 50%
of because I had got set, and I was like, fuck, I'm good now. So I wasn't worrying about shit, and this came right after, bro. And like OnlyFans became like a gold rush, bro.
Yeah, did.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was crazy. Mm-hmm. And once, like, I had a partner, and he was managing them, and he was like, Ben, you could probably help this, that, and the third. I came in, I stepped in and did like what I could help as far as like promotional wise and like getting girl. Once you get one girl to pop, she could help pop all the other ones off.
Right.
Because it's nothing but cross promos. So we was running hella cross promos, hella cross promos. You know what
just
I'm saying?
Like just doing content together.
They was either doing content together or just shouting them out on their page. Because OnlyFans became like it was looking like Instagram, but for like
paid.
Naked little girl is on there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, I would have girls that would be, like, 24, 25, and they'd be like, I'm a hot 19-year-old young teen.
Yeah.
All of them are 19. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, I know my cousin was on there.
He'd be like, bitch, you ain't no 19. Something about like you scream 26.
But, I mean, also, they have a 19-year-old birthday party every year.
Yeah. It's my 19th. Dad, send me money for my 19th birthday. You can't keep turning 19 four times.
That's sick.
But we did that. And you and I was, bro, when I tell you niggas was selling the same video, I would have girls make $40,000 off the same video, and we just had different captions.
Let's show you how sick the world is.
And when I tell you that shit was, I felt like, fuck El Chapo.
Yeah.
I said, this shit coming in on the train.
Yeah.
And then I had like 14 girls signed, 14 like girls signed up at one time. So every Sunday they take out the money. On Tuesday it hit. And I'll get like 5,000, 4,000, 6,000, 8,000, 2,000. I'll probably do like 30 a week.
Sheesh.
What's all the work you had to do? What was your role like this?
After I understood it, I started paying somebody to do what I was supposed to be doing.
So
I take out a little money to where I don't got to do a motherfucker. I didn't want to do nothing. I'm just the person they talk to and be like, man, my boyfriend is being mean to me. Sweetheart, don't worry about that. Listen, you got to make content. Let's just produce. Let's stay in the headspace.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? I was damn near the pep talker.
Yeah.
And, like, keep them on track.
Well, that's not the right P word. Close, but almost. But I was going to say, like, close, though. But no, I was going to say, nah, nigga got to respect that setup.
No, 100%.
Whole, yeah, so.
He figured that out.
That was just right time,
you're
right place,
more
right
interesting
time.
Than people know.
Yeah. Oh, it
like
get,
behind the comedy side, you got a lot of
this shit.
It get deep, brother.
Yeah, you got a lot of
Really, so I, off of that, I probably did that strong for like 2 years, and then it started getting oversaturated. Yeah. So I made my first like couple,
burn somehow.
Couple, yeah, get burnt the fuck out. So then girls start running off and be like, "Well, this guy said he can do it for 20%."
Yeah,
girl, I done made you $2 million, and you sitting here talking to me about some money, bro. That shit, that business right there showed me like money can motherfucking change people. Cause it would be girls I randomly hit in DM. And then a year later, I changed their entire life.
Yeah.
And now they'll be like, no, I'm going to go do this because I need to invest in it. Girl, you was piss po.
Yeah.
I saw the vision in you.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
I saw the vision in you.
Damn, I never met a pimp before.
A manager. And pep talk consultant.
Okay, yeah.
And then we're gonna leave it at that.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahone them stay here too, don't they?
I want to see what his house look like.
I know it's crazy.
Is because this shit looks terrible. I know he got like that one nice piece of property overlooking everything.
Yeah, this shit might like the White House or some shit.
Right, like on a hill. They don't even got no hills. Oh, Travis Kelce's here?
Yeah.
Wait, this is where Taylor Swift
This is where she bring her spend a night back. In this city.
Damn.
She real deal, dude. Okay.
Okay. Let's move on. You might be one of the funniest people we had on here. All right, let's move on.
Yeah, we're going to keep it going.
How's it been, sound it could have been?
All right. So you know, I was really the first one got signed. Could have been
my first artist that ever signed, man. Congratulations, man.
I'm slick nervous, bro, because I'm used to seeing like Lil Baby and all them boys signing and shit, man. Now,
yeah.
And I always knew my day was gonna come. All you gotta do is stay down, stay patient.
This deal's not quite like that, like Lil Baby.
Hashtag number one.
I ain't seen a check. I ain't seen not one check. And you know, I was promised so much. Mm. I was sold dreams.
It gotta be smoked though.
What about if we change this neck fart nigga life?
Congratulations to the first artist that could have been, man. I told y'all I was gonna do this to this bitch ass nigga, man. This fuck nigga ain't had nothing. This fuck nigga was broke. Whole ass nigga was broke, man.
It's promo.
That was promo. The real story behind that is I was already up. Right after the 90.
Shit, you was living.
That was right after the night, but I couldn't tell him because they wouldn't want a piece of it.
Fair enough.
You know what I'm saying? So all my wins, I had to take them in silence.
Yeah. It wasn't silent because you had diamond teeth, orange chrome jeans, and just everything else under the sun. I was just trying to trying to figure it out.
It's a lot of stuff I just can't explain, bro.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was a good time in history, bro.
Yeah.
It's a real good time. That was my birthday, actually.
What?
That picture when he said.
We said we made this nigga. We made
this broke nigga life.
Uh-huh. Yeah. How do you feel about that?
I just think it's funny because I had more money than him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a funny picture.
Yeah, it is funny.
So if you had to pick one IG comedian to fight, who would it be? Not to fight, but like if God came down, it's like, you're going to die if you don't beat somebody's ass.
Oh, Drewski, for sure.
Really, he's the biggest one. Like, yeah, but he's not the widest one.
He's wide, but it's like it's fluff. No, I'm not even joking. It's just fluff. We work out together a lot. Yeah, it's just fluff, dog.
Yeah,
and his nose little, so he's hard from the breathe. It's hard for him to breathe, like you know, pugs. How they gotta wipe? You know how they gotta wipe around like the corner so it don't get scabbed up and like blisters and stuff. If you can't breathe that way, you can't keep up.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got full nose. Like all three of us, our noses is full.
What if God's like, sorry, we gotta match you with MK Slap.
Hey, Mom. I'm doing good. I'm not with your out of blood.
To fight.
Jesus
Christ. He locked up, so. Yeah, right. Sorry, yeah. Slanging that fit.
Yeah,
slanging that fit.
Okay. Do you have a favorite IG comedian?
Other than
that, just make you laugh every time.
Make me laugh every time is difficult, but it's a few niggas who are like actually like funny as hell.
Yeah.
I like Jack Funny. For sure. Jack Funny is a...
Oh, Jack Funny.
That's why.
D.C. or
Jack Philadelphia? Oh, no, he from Detroit. He a Detroit nigga.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's funny. I be like trying to find like new, you know what I'm saying? Like that's what I be like looking for, bro. New nigga, Mojo Brooks, he got some funny shit.
You know, I'm going back to nursing school. You know, I had a really bad upbringing growing up. Mm-hmm. My dad used to abuse my mom, what? You know? Yeah,
because you opening up to me right now.
I am.
And I feel like it's something happening between us, and I want to ask you something. It don't got nothing to do with what you just said. I just want to ask you something.
Oh, okay.
You taste good, don't you?
What?
No, just saying, you taste good, don't you?
I'm not going to answer that.
All right, well, let me see for myself.
No, like, what? You're moving too fast. I like to take things slow.
Okay, and I can move my tongue slow.
Okay, no.
You heard that one?
I don't think I know.
Huh? I don't know where he's from. Yeah, but it's like, I'm the type of nigga, bro, I don't like diving into other, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even want any type of inclination of inspiration from them, but I'm super, super big on, like, doing my own shit, like, having my own direction, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? So, like, depth I think about how I execute my comedy is completely different than anybody, like, anybody.
That being said, though, how do you feel about the beef and jealousy in the comedian community?
That shit is as relevant as it's ever going to be. Bro, that shit was going on. Drake said it all the time. Anytime there's competition, there won't never be peace. And it won't never be peace unless there's competition or some shit like that. Y'all get what the hell I'm saying.
I don't know what the
nigga. Yes, you do. Put two and two together. As long as there's competition, there will never be peace.
It makes sense.
I don't give a fuck who out there doing good. Yeah. But in this game, motherfuckers care.
But when people accuse you of stealing content, how do you feel about that?
You can't. Like, you really can't, because I know how the fuck I come up with my shit. Right. Sitting in my desk, getting high, and laughing about actual real shit. I don't try to be funny, because I try to be relatable.
Yeah.
I don't never try to go out there and try to be funny. Like, I try to be more relatable than anything. And I understood over time that relatability is funny as hell. You know what I'm saying? It's not ever about just going out there, like, looking goofy, being goofy. Yeah. I can't. I'm handsome.
Yeah.
Like, I can't just go out there and be like, look funny. And this ain't for nobody. I'm I can't do that.
Yeah.
It got to be the content that come out your mouth. Like, it got to be what you say and how you do it.
We're going to pivot.
Come on.
How do you feel about posting your relationship?
With a shawty?
Yeah, well, obviously.
I've never, like, really been into that type shit, bro.
Yeah.
It ain't everybody's business, and it ain't about hiding nobody. It's just about, like, it ain't everybody's business. Because as soon as you start, it's already tough nowadays keeping a good, smooth relationship. Now you let everybody in your business. And anytime anything go up and down, which is always going to do, that's regardless of what goes on, you're going to have a billion more opinions in your shit. And that shit ain't player to me, bro.
What you think, man?
I would never post my bitch, bro. I'm not gonna lie, cause that shit sets you up for like unnecessary snitching. Like,
absolutely.
Like, damn, you telling on me, bro? This is my fucking cousin from 3 years ago. She just don't even. Why are you telling? You don't even. 3 years. I'm saying my cousin I ain't seen in 3 years.
Yeah, just cause you don't know what I'm like. What? Yeah.
But you see me with her. You two were showing like video a cheat and everything. Nigga. I'm going through a whole situation.
Your cousin snitched on you? Like,
no, he was with a girl.
No, he used to mess with his cousin. He from Alabama.
Oh.
He had a cousin that he didn't know was a cousin at first, found out was a cousin, but didn't stop messing with
him. You know what happened? You know what happened as a result of stuff like that?
What?
People get cleft lips and shit, and they be born weird.
Bro, that's what I was going to say. After I found out, a year later, I stopped, because I'm not finna get my...
A year later.
You feel me? Like, hell no.
You found out a year later after you was cracking that you,
no,
that
I
you
found
was a cousin?
No, we was probably talking about like 3 years, and then like right before I...
Stop. Talking, was you hitting her? That's what we want to know.
I gotta tell you the whole story because it might come off wrong. So basically, you know what I'm saying? We was talking about 3 years. I probably hit it for about 3 years.
You hit her. That's the bottom line.
When
and
I
that's
found
your
out,
cousin.
I called my mom right before I was about to hit it again. I'm like, hold on, because why you just say Mitchell again? Hold on, I know that nigga name. You just say you just made a joke. I called my mom. She's like, son, yes.
So how many times did you hit after you knew she was your cousin?
Multiple.
It was a year. I mean, it was a year.
Shit, I had already did it, right?
No, because that's not right. I said it was a year.
Y'all didn't stop until something else happened. It had nothing to do.
And it had nothing to do with the family ties, bro. Yeah. And the bloodline being very like the same.
Right, exactly.
But I did put on protection because I'm like, I'm not about to get my cousin. You feel me?
All right. Them cleft lips start coming out. Then they gonna be like being said it in the podcast. Extra toes.
Just curious about a couple things that you made skit spot. We want to know where these came from. Have you ever been in a relationship with a girl that was alpha?
It's been something in my heart that I've been wanting to talk to you about, babe. I'm trying to understand, why would you make a song about me bashing me, saying fuck your baby daddy, and I'm your baby daddy and I love you? You don't know how that makes me feel. Like, it's people walking up down the street every single day saying, oh, fuck you, you the broke ass baby daddy.
You are broke.
That nigga a bitch.
But I don't get why you have to make a song about it, babe. Do you think about how that makes me feel?
Go get some money.
No, definitely not. But the reason I came up with that skit, because every time I'm around Sexy Red, she is running the damn show.
Yeah.
And it's like, I feel like a big homie's in there.
Yeah.
Like Suge Knight or something.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll rip. Because I didn't have no time. Like, I had just shot her music video that she did with Summer Walker that she just dropped like yesterday. And that same day we shot the skit, I didn't really have time like playing that. So I was just like, what can I do? And I was like,
yeah,
she needs something easy for her.
You made it work. The one little homie that you don't want anywhere, need a girl you like.
Okay. He told me the private room was booked out for a real one. What's up, now? How are you? You all right? Nice to meet you. What's your name?
Aaliyah.
Aaliyah?
Yeah.
You look like Aaliyah. Rest in peace to a real one. Yeah, she was a sweet one, for real. Y'all don't mind if I sit for a second?
No, you good, family? You good shit.
I don't want to interrupt. I don't want to take too much time. But I showed you the ring, and you know they gave me Tupac ring, like.
A pop?
Yeah, like 1.3 million, something like that.
Jeez, that's crazy, bro.
You know?
Boy, get money.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Like, he wore the shit, like, at the awards. He got an engraving for his girl. That's some shit I would do.
Wow.
That literally happened because that's him.
Yeah.
He does that.
Yeah, that's true.
I know not the head noggin type shit, though.
What?
Wait, what y'all talking about?
The homie you don't want around your girl, the boy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I said the head knock. I know a nigga ain't throwing the head.
No. He did that. Throw a little five on the 50.
Yeah.
He does that though. So one day, I think we was in DC one day, and I was just talking to some girl, and then when I see the nigga come, I'm like, oh shit. And then you try to square your body up a little away from him,
yeah,
so you don't. Because
yeah.
There's a bunch of people here want to talk to you, but right now I'm busy, bro. This right. Ain't the time I'm trying to talk to you.
Yeah.
Ben, what's up, brother? Yeah. Come over smiling, shit, smelling great with all the extra expensive ass cologne. Back the fuck up.
Yeah.
Okay, he's like, back you know up,
funny?
Bro.
When I do, no, it ain't funny, but we can do it.
Yeah, bro.
So that's how that came up. He actually be. That's him all day.
Damn, wife in the hood freak.
Yes.
Say, man, how did you real quick, bro?
Yeah.
I'll be right back, baby. What's up, bro? Hey, my brother. I ain't gonna lie. If you just smashing that shit, it's cool. But if you think about cuffing that bitch, man, you don't need to do that. I just saw a video of her smashing 8 dudes by herself.
Wow. Oh, yeah, nah, bro. You can't do that.
Bro, I'd appreciate it if you niggas stop watching her fucking content, bro. She's not like that anymore. We had a heart to heart. She doesn't do that anymore. You niggas sound jealous as fuck, bro.
Look out, bro.
Wife in the hood freak. Oh, my homegirl. My homegirl like put that idea in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like she used to like being in them type into that type of shit back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But she retired now, so
right.
Like I was just like, I should just use you for the video so it'd be funny, cause like people probably know you like
yeah.
That type shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But yeah,
retired whore.
Maybe I don't like say that. Jump off sound. No, way more.
Actually retiring, but like
it is. Once sometimes you gotta put that badge down,
especially when you have kids.
Yeah,
you got kids?
No, I don't have none.
Nice.
What is they gonna do when they in class and your mama look? You see your
that's
mama.
That's what you gotta think about. Yeah. Like,
no, you gotta fight.
Imagine a nigga looking at it with you. Look,
yeah. What if he's genuinely asking, bro? Like, yo, like, gang, like, I ain't even trying to. Is this your mom? Like, do my mom?
Nigga, you know that's my mom.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Why you me up in the green ball, nigga? You know that's my mom. You know that's Miss Teresa.
Yeah. But what if they find?
Why'd the air stop when you say
yeah,
that?
Yeah, right. Hot in there.
No, that shit got critical for some
right.
Time. Oh, no, I don't know. Never had those problems. God bless. Well, Mitch, this is time for your
segment. Hey, prize pickers and save placers. This is our segment, more or less. Well, I ask Ben a sophisticated question, and he tells me more or less.
Sophister.
I was talking like you. That's how I thought. In Memphis. Anyways,
that was a good job, man.
What? Fuck! I forgot.
Just look at the screen. There you go.
I appreciate it.
That hat style, cool.
Appreciate it, man. Are you getting more or less than 10 DMs a week now that... Fuck, what's the last 3 words, bro?
What, Mitch?
Are you getting more than 10 DMs a week?
You don't remember it?
Now that you're on tour.
Am I getting more than 10 DMs?
More or less.
More or less than 10 DMs a week.
Much more.
We're still working on it.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, very much more.
And how do you handle that?
Ignore them. Let's just say something about some money.
That's my cup. Yeah. Same thing I do.
Or if it's them girls with like curly hair and a piece of their titty come out when they wear the little bathing suit, hey, just to like a piece, I'll DM them back.
What about the one of them girls like on your shirt?
So D type hoe would be aggressive.
Yeah, bringing them type of.
Where you at tonight? Yeah. Nowhere. Yeah. Nowhere. I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
All right, so we do these, we kind of have these like question part things that fans ask, and this one's actually pretty personal. Mitch, can your bitch fight? Because if not, I want him.
Let me tell you something, bro. My bitch, she doesn't have a normal brain like humans. Like, she fights anything. Like, she'll fight a brick wall, she'll fight a moving car. Like, she
plastic
thing. I am not making them noise, bro. Like, I won't even talk. Like, that's what makes me faithful. It's not because I want to be, it's just like I don't even feel like dealing.
It ain't even about winning.
Rumble style.
It ain't about winning, because it ain't guaranteed shit.
This your cousin we talking about?
No, he moved on from that.
That cousin shit, I learned. I mean, let's clear that up. That cousin shit is not cool. I learned from that. You feel me? I did just go to dinner with her, but it's my family. You feel me? We can't eat. I'm talking to you, dude. I can't eat with my...
You asked me?
Yeah.
I thought that was rhetorical.
Oh.
The child will be.
Oh my god, bleep that out.
That was crazy.
let's
keep going.
All right. Well, what?
This episode might do it, but you can't. I don't know if you can
I
say
think
that.
This bro. One will do it. All right, hey besties, I've been in a relationship for about 5 years, and after taking a short break, I realized I missed the freedom of dating other men and having fun. But I know I still want a future with him, just not right now. What do I do, and how do I express that without sounding like a whore? You can take this one.
Yeah, my boy Don, take this one.
How do you express that without sounding like a whore? It's too late. The whole shit was whorish.
Whore?
Yeah, and y'all been together 5 years.
You've been together 5 years. Now you just saying. Now you just figuring out you want some different wee wee. You're gonna have to figure it out. But either you want to be for the streets and you want to thought and be a chicken head, do that. But don't be want your man back over here telling my baby I miss you, I love you. No, go bend that asshole for the next nigga.
Okay.
Ass in the air.
So you're not waiting?
No.
For 5 years, though.
Take your ass, because the same way you want some more shit out here. Yeah. Oh, the motherfuckers out here. Yeah.
Don't
think.
Yeah,
don't think.
Okay, let's do something we never did. What's her name? Because we want you to leave her, bro. What's her name? Fuck the anonymous shit. Lead this bitch, bro.
Well, it's not live. You can't.
Yeah, it ain't exactly. Live. I thought she was responding to somebody.
I don't know. Why you said like they like on.
Pull your hat up so you can see, man. We ain't on live, man.
Man, he said that like he was there. Like they was going to respond.
What the hell he looking at?
I don't know what that was about. All right. Question 3. Question. How do I get over my BM being a hoe? I'm not with her, but that's still my BM. I'm so grateful I don't have this problem.
That's so scary to me. That's like one of my nightmares.
Fears, bro.
I'm so grateful.
Biggest fear about what I will say. Wait, can you ask the question one time, but
how do I get over my BM being a hoe?
Can't,
not with her, but that's still my BM.
Can't. I would just, I ain't gonna lie, I got colored bros, they girl, and they just act like they don't know. Like, I ain't gonna tell you.
I think you just gotta have a real sit down with like, bro, you embarrassing me.
Bro, you can't stop no hoe from being
ain't
no.
Ain't no words gonna stop.
It's just they brain wired.
Hey, no, have you words. Seen them walk out in the cold? They don't get cold. That's nigga. True. You can't talk, you can't reason with nobody like that.
Yeah.
Walking out there be 2 degrees with a skirt on.
Like an avatar or something.
I'm telling you, my baby mama being a hoe, that's so scary, bro.
Is she a real hoe too?
And your kid got to be raised by her.
No respect. That's what he gonna go through. No respect. She a real hoe. She ain't got no respect for you. That means she'll keep away from your friends, bro. Keep away from anything that means something. Because that bitch, ruthless.
She a hoe. Okay. Depending on what kind of friends you got, they probably already trying to go out there.
Look me in my eyes.
Yeah.
Just move on, bro.
Yeah.
It ain't no.
I just hope your man.
Bro, your kid.
She gonna say I ain't gonna do it.
Your kid gotta be raised by that though. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, like, she can still be logical.
That's fine, but you getting smacked all the time. Hella nigga running around talking about I'm smacking Yachty baby mama. Like, you hear that sentence? Imagine hearing that a lot.
And then nigga like me gonna say, no, you're not. And then, I've never heard it. You feel me?
Why you say it like
that? I'm just saying, put it in your mind, like, bro.
Why did you say it?
Because, like, I'm saying, like, this ain't that.
Hey, go through his.
Hey, what that baby making over there?
Hey, hold on, bro. His face, hey.
It's you. Did you just confess, nigga? Hey. Like, bro, is it like that, though? Like, I don't know.
It's nigga around town, like, they snickering and snickering. Anytime your music come on, nigga say, I'm smacking dude back, mama.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, hell no, nah, bro. Yeah. I can't go.
But he never said he did music. It's why you remedy. Keep doing it?
Like, yeah,
what
I know, bro. Like, I know, bro. Hey, bro. Why you
no, cool. Hey, no, but I'm saying, like, imagine nigga playing your song and hear that.
How did my song?
Hey, because you do music,
you
know what I'm saying?
You do music. Find out a lot about my boy Ben. This is a real interview.
Pride piece, man. Full time.
Yeah, nah, I think.
You looking at you funny, bro.
I know.
Yeah, you looking? Oh, no, bro. I'll do that to my twink and I'm watching.
Man, what you? All right, so imagine somebody like, bro. I'm watching dude podcast, bro. I be smacking dude, baby mama. Like, you see his eyes low? That's a nigga, baby mama. I be smacking. That's what they out there saying.
Exactly. But hold on, bro.
See?
No, I'm just putting y'all in the shoes. Like, sometimes you got to wear other folks' shoes. That's it. We can move on, though. You feel me?
Well, we want to give a big shout out to our sponsors, Happy Dad and Prize Picks, putting money in black people's pockets consistently, episode after episode.
Happy Dad ain't putting down in my pocket. Good.
Well,
let's go.
BBL,
it's a real
certain
code.
Black folk.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's a real code.
The ones who have emotions and care about.
Okay. And if you out there with a BBL and you're not talking to me, that's fucked up.
Yeah. Well, guys, that is it for another episode of A Safe Place. Don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, and all that. That stuff keeps us on air. We have to check out, so we got to get up out of here.
Subscribe, share.
Yeah.
Use that code, BBL. It's real.
Shout out to our sponsor, Happy Dad, and our latest sponsor, Prize Picks. Make sure we sound you download like a loop. Let me get through the goddamn segment. Okay. Make sure you download Prize Picks and use our code, BBL. Yes, that is 100% serious. All first-time users that deposit will receive an instant 100% matchup to $100. Prize Picks is a skill-based real money daily fantasy app available in your state now, offering everything from the NBA to the NFL and esports. So get it. Ben, thank you so much.
And if y'all got BBL, make sure you don't get a regular job, because it's a lot of it done became so common.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Sonic
true.
Workers and I'm telling you,
I want to see you at Chipotle with
rolling up on skates with big fat asses.
I want to see a Chipotle with the fattest ass.
Empanada lady, she just downstairs at the restaurant.
Yeah,
I don't
give a fuck.
All right, let me get out of here, Boat. I appreciate you,
bro.
Having
me,
cuz.
We'll see you guys next Wednesday.
Boy, stay away from mine, but I fuck with you.
next Wednesday. Weekend out, Wednesday after.
Schlit. Yep.
Money out.